Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up? Welcome to Bleach Boys. We are back. We're doing the first 5 episodes of the Fullbring arc, which is, I think, an anime arc neither of us have watched before.
No, it's still animated beautifully.
It is the tail end of the anime, which, you know, if you watch the previous one, the Reigai arc, the animation was stunning.
Stunning. It kicked it up a notch. Yeah.
And it continues to continue what that animation looks like, because it looks really fucking good, which I think bodes well for the new anime coming out.
I'm so excited. It's got to look like years ahead of this, though, because like we got to think about what are they doing now? Black Clover, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's going to look good.
Yep. So the only thing is that it's obviously the first 5 episodes, and so you're going to get – it's a new arc, so you're going to get a lot of setup. A lot of setup.
Tons of setup. Which, like the first 3 episodes were all – pretty much like, hey, I'm this person. This is what Ichigo's been doing.
So let me tell you, I try to kind of put myself in the mindset, like, if I don't know how this is going to end, how would I enjoy this? You know, like,
that's really
like,
hard to do.
I know it is, but I always try to remove the fact that I know how it's going to end. I try to like, okay, if I was watching this for the first time, what am I feeling? You know? And I feel like from a storytelling perspective, you know Ichigo's going to get his powers back.
Yeah, of course. He's going to get some kind of power.
And I feel like it's always a little annoying when it's like they play this kind of cat and mouse game, which is basically what the first 5 episodes is. Where it's basically somebody wants to help Ichigo get his soul reaper powers back, and Ichigo's like, nah, I'm good. But then you know he's going to accept it. We're just like delaying the inevitable.
Yeah, and then it's just they have to make you think that Ichigo wants it badly, kind of thing. So it's like, it's not until his little sister gets attacked that he's just like, I need it.
Yeah, so basically we kind of pick up with the classy Ichigo where he's living his own life. He, Uryu has taken over eliminating all the Hollows.
Pretty much, because Afro dude.
As in accordance with Urahara, is basically Urahara hits up Ishida and is like, yo, we need you to go do this. And he's like, cool.
Chad is dicked off
somewhere. They don't know where Chad is.
He just hasn't been to school. What the fuck? Like, does he have parents? I don't know what his parental situation is.
I'm going to assume no, yes. Okay. Or Hime is hard simping over Ichigo.
I love that
hard simping over Ichigo.
I love that bitch.
Keigo and Mizuhiro. Is that how you say the name?
Mizu.
The other guy.
That guy.
They are still good friends with Ichigo.
I think he liked Rukia enough that he got a very similar haircut.
I kind of feel bad for Keigo and Mizuhiro, or whatever the fuck the other guy's name is, because they are good friends. Like, for all intents and purposes, they are really good friends. They're just left out of the loop, and they're such good friends.
Same with Totsuki.
Yeah. They're such good friends where they're so accepting of the fact that Ichigo just doesn't show up. He just cancels on them all the time. Mm-hmm. They just understand, like, yo, he's going through a lot. But it's like they get shafted on every turn.
That's just like storytelling, unfortunately.
And like they're just purely good guys. Like that.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like how do I explain this? If you kind of knew like you had a friend that was like depressed, you know, and you're like, there's nothing more you could do aside from to try to be there for that person.
But they dick off all the time.
It just happens. Yeah. And it's like, you can't do anything else. And it's like, that's the same with Ichigo. It's like, he's going to disappear. He's going to go do his own thing. And they're just like, oh, you want to hang out, Ichigo? And he's like, nah.
Nah, I'm going to hang out with my sister.
Yeah,
today,
it's like,
but,
oh,
you
want to go do this? It'd be really fun. Nah. There's like, I think they were supposed to meet up. And they're just like, oh, I guess he's not coming. Okay. Like,
That's
when the fucking steel beam about crushed him. So.
Wait, no, he was with his sisters that day. Remember, they were supposed to be bowling or whatever, and then they left.
Yeah, I think at nighttime, though, they were supposed to meet up, and that's when Totsuki ran into them.
He just happened to be walking by.
Which was ridiculous. But
a hot girl like that just walking
by. Yeah. Well, Japan's very safe.
Yeah, actually, you're very right. They have a very low crime rate.
So, basically, I mean, I do kind of like the normal life stuff. Like, and I do like that Ichigo... Because I feel like we all kind of in that situation where it's like, oh, you can't let go of the past. You know, and it's like he finds out he's still carrying around the Substitute Soul Reaper badge. And he's like, all right.
Well, it's hard when, like, the whole, I don't know, I want to say, like, a year and a half, maybe, of his life was dedicated to the killing Hollows. And
it was very eventful.
Eventful as fuck. I mean, you met a girl who just lived in your closet all the time.
Yep. He basically went from, like, oh, I can kind of see spirits, too. There's a
whole world.
And a whole, basically, I mean, he even finds out hell exists. He finds out there's a whole Wekamundo. It's like, he finds out this whole... 3 different worlds exist, and he's just like, all right, now back to normal life. It's like, ooh, that's kind of a rough one to get over.
See, I thought about that too, and I'm like, wow, what if I had my own anime adventure, and then it's just like isekai reverse, and it just spits me back out into the normal world, and I'm like,
It would chew you up.
Damn,
it I'm would like, chew you up.
I would carry around a weapon at all times and be like, oh, fuck, I don't, I'm going to get arrested.
So I did really like seeing kind of like the evolution of Ichigo, even where he's like, you know what, holding on to the past like isn't my style and just chucks it.
Yeah.
I kind of relate to that where it's like you just kind of sometimes.
Sometimes you got to let go.
You just have, yeah. It's like sometimes like you, he, as much as he likes that Soul Reaver badge and as much as it like made him happy before, like that's just going to be a constant reminder of like this past
In
thing.
The words of the great Disney queen, mm-hmm. Elsa.
Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Let it go.
So no, I did like that. Yeah. I did really, because I think that's a very healthy thing to do.
It's healthy and it's him growing. So I like the fact that he was actually growing from it.
It's very adult.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like he recognized that was an unhealthy thing that he was still carrying. He's like, I'm going
to
chuck it.
Yeah, and they've all stated this is their last year of high school kind of thing. Yep. So I'm like, oh, they're getting ready to grow up. He's getting ready to marry Orihime.
Speaking of, we meet Ichigo's boss, which is.
God, she's a MILF.
She's bussing, yo.
Yo.
Ikumi.
I love
Ikumi.
Her. Ikumi.
Oh, my God. And she's super tough girl.
Just the way you like her. I get that. But I love the minute her son comes in. He's like, oh, hi, sweetie. Yeah. Do you want me to make you something?
Such a good character. So good. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm in love.
I wish we saw her more. I'm pretty sure she's in it a little bit. But that's
I do think she is in it a little bit more as well. We were kind of talking as we were watching it, and we were trying to piece together, like, what does happen in this?
Yeah, right?
Because, like, we've only ever read this. Like,
and we read it once through.
Yeah, and we were reading this just to date ourselves. We were reading Bleach back in high school. Like, when we were in high school, I think sophomore year, we were in the middle of the battle above Karkur Town. Like, I think that was what was happening.
Sophomore
like,
or junior? Because that's when me and you were excited about Grimmjow. Yeah. And Danny was like, who the hell is this guy? Yeah. I need to read this.
So, like, that was way back when for us. And we've never gone back. And like, this is our first rewatch for between the both of us.
Yeah, actually, 100%.
Aside from I did watch this Rukia saying goodbye episode previously, and that made me very sad.
F's in chat.
Yeah. So it's like I have not seen this anime before, and we were just trying to figure out. It's like, oh, well, what happens? Like, we don't really know. I do remember not thinking this is the best arc when reading it.
I agree, because I remember being like, I mean, it explains them getting their powers, but it doesn't do anything other than like this is Ichigo getting his powers. Okay, now we're getting ready for a 1,000 year.
Yeah, and like. It's basically just kind of like, oh, poor, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, Ginjo is just, it's just weird. It's like, we were kind of making fun where they keep showing this group. So we meet, obviously, Ginjo and company. Raruka
Execution.
Is one of the main characters. I don't remember any of the other names aside from also Tsukushima.
Yep.
And
the lucky guy, the punch guy. He's funny as fuck.
And he, basically, the execution gang just hangs out in a room, a dim-lit
room. A dim-lit room, well, old rundown apartment-looking area where they took over the... He describes like a couple other rooms, and then
every time we see them, they're sitting there doing nothing.
Yep,
nothing. They're just.
I
like,
mean, even when Chad's there, he's just like, just sitting there.
Like they came back, and like Jose was like, "What do they do?" It's like they just like hang out there.
Like what the fuck?
Yeah. Every time we see them, probably 10 times, and each time. The old man cleaning a glass.
The same glass
kid playing
every time.
The PSP.
He's like, oh,
dirty boots sitting there, arms up on the couch, just hanging out.
Yep.
Ginjo, same thing on the
other
couch. A
glass of whiskey or something.
Yeah, it's just like, what do they do? What is their job? What, like, we don't know. And then it's like Chad. They make it seem like they just recruited him potentially,
but
like,
he's been part of the crew for a while.
Yeah,
because
it's like he's clearly been gone, so I assume he's doing that.
I don't know, but they're doing it. They're doing it.
And they're kind of trying to play almost like this dating game with Ichigo where they clearly want him to join, but Ginjo is trying to be like not
coy about it.
Like
he's being
really coy.
He's like, hey, I like your shirt. Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Looks
and then everybody's like, why didn't you just ask him to come hang out? And they're like, no, you gotta bait him. You gotta bait him along. You gotta play the game. And it's like everybody else like, just ask him. And he's like, no, we gotta wait.
No, this is how we're gonna do it. I'm gonna tell him, hey. Your shirt doesn't look as good as yesterday.
Yeah.
Now they're going to come back and be like, excuse me.
He's like, were you that fucking guy from the other day? And it's like, I was that guy
from
the other day. What's
you
want
to be my friend now?
Yep. Mm. And he tries to play this kind of game. So like when Ginjo kind of first meets Ichigo, he comes to his job to offer him because Ichigo is doing odd jobs.
I thought it was
still
super random that he had a picture of his dad.
Yeah, and he asks him about his dad. And it's kind of like, once again, the very coy game where he's like, I need you to find this guy. And Ichigo's like, you know that's my fucking dad. And he's like,
tell me right now, bitch.
Like, do I? It's like, that is so weird.
I don't see the resemblance anywhere.
And then he tries to like throw shade at Urahara. Like, oh, how well do you know Urahara?
Oh, wait, he's your like, sister came out of there? What's she doing in a
shady
spot?
I bet
spot?
You didn't know that, huh? That's a creepy old man. And even Ichigo's like, he's not. It's like, what are you doing? Like, stop it. But it works. It fucking works because Ichigo is
cat and mouse, dude.
Uryu gets injured by Tsukushima.
He gets fucked up.
He gets straight slashed. Like you would think he fucking died. Like
Well, he got cut up. I'm gonna say it's around let's see, the cherry blossoms were in bloom, so it was spring.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So daylight
savings. Yep.
Daylight savings was already a thing, but I don't know what it's like in Japan. I'm just going based off Americans. Uh-huh. I'm going to say it's about 5 o'clock,
okay,
6 o'clock-ish.
Sure.
And then he was down all the way until like 8, 10 o'clock
yeah,
at night.
Yeah,
just bleeding out.
It was like probably just beginning to be sunset, and then by the time the ambulance rolls up, it's dark as fuck.
Yeah, they're like, boy is dead.
It's like, dude's been bleeding out on the ground for hours.
Everyone just walks by, like, oh yeah. No, don't. Pay
and he's
to
like
this.
Cut up, like,
yeah, his whole left side of his body,
like,
is just
he got
packed.
Slashed, and they're just like, oof. Oh, it's fine. It's fine, whatever. I do like that, you know, Udyu eventually goes to the hospital and gets you know, worked on by his dad.
Yeah, which, you know, wouldn't be allowed here.
I do like that. Yeah, I mean, it was like, that would not be allowed. That's a conflict of interest. Like, they don't let you operate on somebody you know, like, because you get too emotional. I do like that at one point where Orihime was like, oh, did you want me to heal you?
Yeah, when she's like, I can heal
that.
You right now. He's just, no,
yeah.
I'm okay. I'm
which
like,
is stupid.
Bitch.
Just swallow. I feel like in anime, there's not enough people swallowing their pride.
Yeah, I do.
That is not a thing.
Sam instantly would be like, I got a paper cut.
Yeah, fucking heal
Sam,
me up, dude.
Paper cut. Yeah. Hello?
Orihime? It's like, I got a box cut.
It's just
that.
Anytime I wash my hands, it hurts.
Yeah. You just fix that, please? Because that hurts. It's like, I would be taking no injuries if I had somebody like that on dial. Fuck no. But it's just, you know,
bread.
They do this thing where basically Ichigo is there, and I get what they're doing. Ichigo is like, what happened? Like, tell me what happened.
Well, I mean,
and they're trying to not tell him because, like, he doesn't have any powers. He'll go get himself in trouble. Like, if he physically can't help, and he will try to anyways because that's Ichigo.
Yeah, but it's just like, I feel like if you tell anybody that, that's how they're going to react.
But I feel like you're better off with somebody like Ichigo. Obviously, this is Mr. Hindsight coming in. With somebody like Ichigo, or this happens in a lot of animes, they try to protect the character and don't tell them, and that makes them go fuck
it
up.
It just makes it worse because they find out, and then they're like,
you
they
just
didn't
need
tell
to
me.
Tell them. You just, because what's going to happen is you're going to not tell them. They're going to look for outside help, which is what made Ichigo eventually join Execution.
Pretty much.
They're going to look for outside help and try to do it anyways. Where instead, if they had just explained, which we find out from Uryu's dad, Ryukin, telling that to Orihime separately, where it's like, oh, I'm pretty sure he doesn't know anything. And it's like, why are we not just saying that?
He should have. Well, I feel like Ichigo would have been more hurt and been like, I can't do anything. And just run off the same way he did.
Well, I mean, like, why not? Like, so Ryukin pulled Orihime aside and was like, oh, I'm pretty sure Uryu doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't we also tell
Ichigo
that? That's not private information.
But Uryu gets slashed, right? Or, like, it does work on him, too.
I think so. They haven't revealed that is the Tsukushima, like, kind of going around fucking people up like that. But I do think that is what the master game plan is. I do like Tsukushima.
I agree. He is pretty fucking cool. Yeah. I like his powers a lot.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of him. Like, we were talking about just watching. I was like, we don't remember much about the setup on this one, but we do remember when the Soul Reapers come back.
Yeah,
and it is cool.
It is badass.
And I'm really looking forward to that.
And then we did say that Tsukushima and Ginjo die at the end, right?
Yeah, that's what we were trying to figure out. And you brought up a great question, which I would love an answer to from the commentary.
Anybody.
A lore master out there. What happens when a Fullbring person kills a Hollow?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I was just like, what, Quincy's just annihilate
they
them?
They annihilate them. Like, and they destroy them at the core. Like, they're dead.
And then Soul Reapers, it's the process of rebirth.
Yep. So what happens when a Fullbring does it? Like, I would assume—
Do they destroy it,
I assume it would be the same as a Quincy, because Ryukin does mention that technically Quincy's are kind of like them as well, because they are a human off-branch.
Yeah.
So I would assume it's similar to that, but I don't know the 100% fact. So if anybody knows, I would love to know what happens, because—
Do we see any more Fullbringers afterwards? Like, you know, later on?
Okay, so this is going to be novel spoilers. We've pretty much talked about all the episodes we've seen. Mm. It kind of ends with Ichigo eventually saying, he's going to join. He's going to join. There is Fullbring people in Camp for Your Own World.
Yeah, so we did talk about the two that are in there.
So
and
Aura is
full.
Fullbring.
So he is? Okay, okay.
Aura is the girl. And
okay.
I only know that because I'm currently playing through the story mode.
You're
to get
actually
my
reading it?
I'm just clicking through, but I see I see stuff, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like sometimes, like, I love Urahara and he's on the screen. I'm like, oh, what Urahara is doing. Like, let me just check in really quick. And then Urahara is always lore dumping. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
How does he know everything? The man just knows
everything.
I don't
know. He's just cool. I like Urahara. It's just like, oh, cool. Yeah, like that. It's like I've learned quite a few things about the novel because In Bleach Brave Souls, guys, you have to play through the story mode twice, okay?
Yeah.
There's normal mode, there's hard mode. So it's like, and they don't skip the cutscenes in hard mode, which seems like that would be nice because I've already played through it on normal mode if they could just let me full auto through it. But no, that's not the case. So instead I have to sit here and look every time and fucking skipping out of it. So a lot of times I catch the first line of dialogue
and you're like,
on the cutscene. I'm like, oh, I kind of can piece together what's happening here just based on the boss fight. And whoever shows up in what cutscene.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's multiple cutscenes. There's one at the beginning. There's one at the end. There's maybe one at the end of the boss fight.
There's sometimes, a lot sometimes.
Sometimes
yeah.
you're getting three. And I just happen to see them. And I just, I can't help it. But there are full brings and can't for your own world.
Okay. So, that's interesting to know.
Yes. Yes. So, I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. So far, I think it is incredibly slow paced. I don't know how many episodes this arc is.
I've heard it's like 20 maybe.
Okay, we've done the first five, and Ichigo is just now going to join. I know there's a bit of a training arc that happens as well that involves Ichigo, I believe.
Yeah.
I think all three of them are there, and they train with Ruruka. And then obviously they got to set up the Tsukushima Ginjo conflict, and then obviously they eventually do the Soul Reaper's Return.
The Uno reverse card.
Yes, yeah, the whole thing. So I would say probably 20 is about right.
It sounds about right.
I would say that's accurate.
As slow as it is moving, it is progressing pretty quickly from reading the manga. I do remember that.
Yes. So I hope it gets better. And obviously, it's hard to judge because same thing happened with like the Reigai arc, and I think even Zamato Rebellion arc, we felt the same way, where the first bit is just boring. It's because it's always set up.
The big fight's definitely going to pay off, I think, for us.
So we're just waiting and waiting, and there's not a lot of fighting happening right now because obviously Ichigo just straight up doesn't have powers.
Yeah, there wasn't any fighting except for him fighting invisibility.
There were a lot of comedy parts.
Yeah, the comedy
like, anything
was
with
funny.
Akumi was good. Uryu and Ichigo had good parts when they were doing the gang fight. Yeah. Keigo is always funny. We were laughing at even Orihime.
Orihime,
funny.
Her facial expressions are a lot better.
We
now.
Haven't seen Kone. Kone has not made an appearance.
Dude,
at all.
You're right.
No
I didn't
Kone.
Even think about it.
They had the Mod Souls in the ending song.
Yeah, they
so
did.
Shout out. Jinta and Ururu are grown, which is
I thought they
thing
were
we
Mod Souls the whole time.
They're like Jinta looks full punk, like American.
I do
punk.
Like it though. It looks kind of cool.
And Ururu is just like a super nice looking.
It's a cute girl.
Slim
little
girl.
Cute
yeah.
girl. Yeah.
Like. I guess they grow. They are kind of
special.
Do we ever
right?
exactly find out what they are? Like, because they are some sort of special, like, Urahara thing, but I'm not so sure we're ever told exactly what the fuck they are.
Not yet. They'll fill it, you know.
So, there's a lot of questions to be answered, and I don't think we're going to get all of them answered.
No, God, no.
We were even thinking, we were trying to figure out, like, Thousand Year Blood War, you know, like, do. Because Ishin's dad is obviously in this quite a bit, and Ishin is just gone. They don't know where Ishin is.
Just
they're just like, oh, where the fuck's Ishin?
You've got to write him off. You know?
And we were trying to be like, do they come back for Camp Fear World? Or not Camp for Your Own World, but Thousand Year Blood War. And it was like, I'm pretty sure they're shown showing up, and then they just, you don't see them again.
They don't do anything.
I think they unfortunately hit the Tite Kubo, I am exhausted and running out of chapters and unhealthy, so I got to wrap
gotta,
this shit
gotta
up
do
really
it,
quick.
Yeah.
I think they got left on the cutting board. So I hope they come back in the anime and kind of fill it in because I would like
to
see that.
I hope that the anime canon does fill in a lot of that. Like,
and especially,
loopholes.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do because I feel like it's kind of interesting now. So the Thousand Year Blood War anime is confirmed to be coming back, but we don't have a date. We don't know anything about it. We don't know how close they are to coming back.
Well, I was thinking, he's doing Burn the Witch and, the Hell Arc.
Yeah.
I was going to say Hellverse, but the Hell Arc.
Yeah. So now I feel like it's kind of weird because I was – before we even knew there's going to be a new whole Bleach arc in the manga, I would have assumed that they're like, oh, the Bleach anime is going to come back. Tite Kubo – come over here. Let's just
give
have
us
you
your
fill
directions.
In. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You have literally all the time in the world now. Just fill in what you were going to do originally. But now there's a new manga arc starting, so now he could just do that in the manga arc.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be a little weird because, like, does he go back and fill in that stuff in the anime, or does he just save those reveals
for the new Hell arc? Ooh.
Because that's weird now, right? That's weird now.
Yeah, that's a very interesting way of thinking about the whole thing.
Because technically, the manga is the only canon.
Exactly.
I'm air quoting. Yeah. It's the only canon. Because there is such a thing as anime canon, which it would be
which
like...
they do...
Which like, is the Bount arc and the Reigai arc. Those are anime canon.
Anime canon, yeah.
But it's like, if you do something... Let's say he decides to go back and be like, oh, here's what Uryu or Ryuken and Ishin were doing in Thousand Year Blood War. Is that going to be always considered canon? Or will it not be because it will not have been in the manga?
It would be cool if, like, let's say they're going forward with the Hell arc story, and then something involves Ishin, and then it just directly connects back into the Thousand Year Blood War.
So you want them
to
flashback it in the Hell arc?
Like, yeah, just a simple one-chapter flashback I think would be okay with
me. I think, and I don't know, I don't see him ever doing this, but for One Punch Man, the manga, obviously it's special because it's a webcomic that then gets drawn and, like, expanded upon by somebody else.
Yeah.
they go back and do rewrites all the time. All the time, okay. They do. Like, he'll put out a chapter, and it'll be months down the line, and be like, oh, actually, I'm going to go back and redo this whole chapter. And he'll go back, and instead of getting a new chapter, you will get a whole new rewrite of a chapter. Jesus. And he will rewrite the whole fucking thing, redraw.
What if we get a, like, Vigilantes for Bleach that just fills in all the gaps on the opposite
end? I would like that.
Right? That would be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really, really cool. I think they could definitely do something like that. Like, they're already kind of doing that with the novels. I mean, and I don't mean as in they're going back with the novels. I mean, they have other people working on Bleach. So I could see them doing something like that.
That would be pretty
like
cool.
Like, if he was the handoff, like, here, do this. I think that would be cool. Like, just have somebody go back and basically fill in the blanks for Thousand Year Blood War. I think that'd be awesome.
Because, I mean, we got, what, Souls Are Forever With You. We got Can't Fear Your Own World. And what's the other one?
There's a lot of novels. There's,
yeah,
actually.
Right?
I think they just announced, at least for Japan, I think, they're I might be shitting out my ass here. I saw it on Twitter that, not SAFWY, but the marriage one is getting an official publication.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
I thought they were already out in Japan, but maybe not. Maybe they're all web stuff. I don't fucking know. I clearly just read the headline for that and I moved on. And I
you're
was like okay,
nice,
cool.
Like,
yep. So I think there's some cool stuff. That'd be cool if they did that. They could do anything.
They can
really.
Do it.
They can do
like
anything.
Bleach is gonna be at the top of the charts at this point.
So let us know. That's pretty much. I mean, I don't have anything else to
What's
say.
What's your full bring? Like, what would be your full?
So I'm not even joking, Jose. I was trying to think about this because I knew we were going to watch the Fullbring one. And the way that the Fullbring powers works is it's a special.
It's something you usually carry with you.
Yeah, it's like something that has a lot of meaning to you. So, like it's the necklace for Genjo, or Hime was the hairpin. Yeah. Ichigo, it's going to be the Soul Reaper badge. I don't have anything.
You don't have anything.
I don't have
like
a single thing that I give
a
fuck about that I carry with me all the time. I don't have a single fucking thing.
Does it have to be carried with you?
I don't think it has to be carried with you. I think
it just has to have some
kind of
value.
I think it has some sort of very important sentimental value to you.
Because if you're like Ginjo, you can move the fucking liquor.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's like that's just your basic Fullbring, and then I think you can then boost it through like a like
an object,
or
right?
Like,
yeah.
And if it has a lot of meaning to you, that's what like the Orihime and the Chad powers come from. Because Chad has the coin, I think, is what his is.
Yeah.
I don't have a single item that I have like,
your glasses? yeah. I don't know.
The thing I need to see. Yep, that's it.
It turns into like Arsenal from fucking, from Eden Zero. You just push a button and you get like armored up.
Well, just like, I don't have like, I'm trying to think like if my house burned down, obviously I'd be upset with the amount of money I just lost.
The
like,
money and your computer. You gotta grab your computer.
Upset. But like, I don't have a single thing where I'd be like, oh, I'm not that one item I'm never going to be able to recover again. Shame.
For me, I for sure have a couple rings.
Okay. I don't have a single thing.
Yeah, like for me, the rings were just like they were given to me by my uncle before he passed and stuff like that. So
that's a good one.
So to me, they're pretty cool.
I don't have a single fucking thing. Not a single goddamn thing that I would be like, man, this one of a kind sentimental item I'm not going to be able to get back. Nah, I would just be pissed off. I lost a lot of money. It's like that goes all down the drain.
You could be like, Chad, it's your skin.
Just like, I don't know. Like, that's, I don't know. Maybe that's the kind of sad. I don't fucking know. I just wouldn't be, I would be like, okay. That sucks.
Fuck. I don't know if you have anything in here that you.
It could have been my dog, but she's already dead. So, you know.
Her collar.
I'm not taking that. My mom's taking that. She already took that. That's already
gone.
Did
she?
Yeah. That's hers. So, yeah, whatever.
I mean, you could be like, what's his name from, I just watched it. Jujutsu Kaisen. You summon the dogs.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't have an item, you know?
Yeah, fuck. I am.
Well, shame.
I'm
I guess
sorry.
I don't get the full bring. Sorry. Shame. All right. Well, let us know. Of course, a couple of questions is what happens when a full bring kills a hollow? Let us know in the comments down below. And then what would be your full bring item, I guess? That's kind of an interesting one to think about. If you have anything that has any sort of sentimental value or you're just a husk inside like me, who really knows? All right. Thanks for watching. Of course, let us know what you thought in the comments down below. Leave us a like, subscribe. Of course, if you're listening somewhere, give us a good review. Tell your friends. We'll try to get some more on schedule. I mentioned last week we're switching to Sundays for Bleach Boys. So that'll be coming out every Sunday morning.
All Bleach content will be Sundays.
Bleach Brave Souls live stream is going to be every Sunday night, so you can check that out. You can chat with us then. We're currently in the middle of moving house, so the schedule is
a little bit hectic.
Yeah. We're going to try to stick to it as much as we can, but it is kind of up in the air at the moment.
Sam's Cribs house will eventually be kicked
in. NZ Cribs will eventually come through, and we'll show you the new place. But for now, this might be the last podcast with the Shonen Jump wall, if you're watching. It might be the last one.
So yeah, I told Sam we should just knock this part of the wall off and just carry it with us.
No problem.
You know.
Yeah, we'll just cut the whole wall off. Don't worry about it. All right, thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next Sunday for another one. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.